This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody else happy that we're working on the holiday? Anybody? Bueller! Nobody's happy. Super Don, you're not cheering. Any kids out there? Yay! Labor Day, and we're here on the board. Randy, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don, did you cook out today yet? Do you know? Wherever you are? I can't hear Super Don. I'm sure he's here. Randy, help me out. Now I'm hearing myself. This is the holiday board. Hooray! Nobody's here but me. All right, 866-939-BELL. That's a great start to the show, Labor Day. Super Don, are you with me? Do you got your ears on? No. Okay. Well, it's a good thing it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batar will be along later on to fix everything for us. But we also have some CBD updates. ProjectCBD.org. Martin Lee is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, so we've got some of those updates as well. What do we got? You know, on a holiday, Labor Day, is this a communist takeover? Is it a plot? What's going on? Any controversies abound that we don't know of? Everybody's taking the day off, and here we are on the air, and I'm going to talk about Big Pharma. I know, big surprise, but there's actually big news, and it relates to Novartis admitting that it concealed drug side effects. Where are all the apologists? Where are all the apologists? I can't even speak. I should be napping right now, but I'm not. And we're trying to get Super Don involved in the show as well here on this Labor Day holiday weekend. The Japanese unit of Swiss pharma giant Novartis has admitted it did not report more than 2,500 cases of serious side effects in patients using its leukemia and other cancer drugs. And among those serious side effects, yep, you guessed it, death. Fatal side effects. Now, this is not new for Novartis, not new for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and not new, of course, as we've learned recently, from the vaccine side of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Hashtag Super Don.
Hello.
Oh, yes, you're clipping like you're talking through a fan again.
Sorry,
I love you.
I've been sitting here saying hello for like 10 minutes now.
And now it sounds like, hello,
Christ.
I'm Mr. Ed. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. Now,
fine.
I'm gonna carry on with the stories until you guys can fix your microphones, and I'm going to carry on here. The revelations mark the latest in a string of scandals at the company's Japanese subsidiary, and the scandals keep growing in a larger way for the entire pharmaceutical industrial complex. And there's damage control going on, tremendous damage control happening, and the mainstream media is still complicit in trying to deny the fact that the CDC whistleblower actually said what he said about the vaccine study and the MMR relationship to African-American boys getting the shots on time. And yet, there are still folks out there struggling with this concept mightily, that the people who have been saying the dangers of drugs and vaccines are overreacting, they're overgeneralizing, They're trying to foment fear so they can sell dietary supplements. They've lost in a land of drug delusion. First and foremost, there is no chemotherapy deficiency disease. When you have cancer, you create cancer, or it was created even before you were born because of what your parents and grandparents may have been exposed to, and it passed down these toxicological, dare I say, impurities. I'll just call them inflammatory components, DNA damaging components of toxicity and, of course, resulting deficiency. Manifesting in the big C, the suppression of the immune system to the point where the cells that are aberrant cannot be contained any longer. Not only due to immune dysfunction, but also due to the loss of integrity of the connective tissue. Achoo. Yes, grab me a connective tissue, Tito, will you, please? And that's why we do silica, to strengthen connective tissue. Now, these things have become what I'd call second nature, or maybe first nature to me, perhaps many of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And again, I welcome you. I don't want to be a intense doggy downer on a Labor Day here. But the story that came out that Super Don and I were talking about before we went on the air that brought this intensity that I am feeling, perhaps a little bit of disgust that I am feeling, for not only the pharmaceutical industrial complex, but for the people who are lapdog apologists for it. Because there is no, as I said, deficiency of chemotherapy. There is no lacking in a certain specific drug. If we could just get that drug just right and even design it for your genes, that suddenly now the heavens open up and cancer never happens. It goes away. Yesterday on the air, if you missed our Sunday broadcast, amazing, Mike Cutler, all the way from the UK, 63-year-old man, comes on the show, and he had already had a liver transplant. He was one of the guys that his liver went bad. Cancer of the liver. And he got on the list. He got up the list high enough to where they gave him a used liver. And now he's on immunosuppressant drugs. And, oh, bingo, bango, bongo, he's got liver cancer again. But this guy, Mike Cutler, 63 now, says, I've already been down this road once. They didn't cure my cancer. They gave me a new liver. I'm grateful for that, but I don't think I want to go for more of the toxic stuff. And he researched and he found out, hey, there's something called cannabis. That plant that's illegal, that's demonized, that's called the devil's weed still by regulators and certain moralists that don't understand creation. And he gets on the oil. And lo and behold, his liver cancer is gone. He detoxifies. He spits it out. He doesn't have to take any painkillers. That will kill you. He got off all of them. Confirmed. No more cancer. And what was more stunning about this than anything else as we cover the Novartis scandal, killing you with kindness? No, with chemotherapy and hiding the evidence that it's doing so. He gets on the cannabis, cures his cancer, and he does this despite the fact that he's on immunosuppressant anti-rejection drugs. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. The power of creation, the power of the natural world to overcome even the most horrific obstacles that man throws in its way. That's the wonder that we're all alive, much less functional at all, and not all dying of cancer. Like we could argue, looking at the polluted world, how is it possible? But considering it all, if you do certain things, if you supply the body with certain things, if you remove certain things from the body it doesn't need, healing is not only possible, it's likely. It's probable. It's predictable. It's expected. And what we've been sold is a victim state of consciousness coming from the pharmaceutical dunderheads who believe it's the luck of the draw. Sorry, your genes, bad, bad luck. Now, I don't know if you like to live as if you are a pinball in a pinball machine and somebody else is pulling or pushing the button to knock you around this machine. And, whoa, if you get the good one, you get a lot of good points. And if you get the bad one, sorry, cancer, you're going to die. I lived not liking that thought form but didn't know anything else because I had suffered through much of my young years on the road to cancer, inevitably, as many of my relatives had. With chronic diseases from my early ages. And there was a certain point Call it prayer to God, petition, whatever. Please heal me. The lightning bolt from the sky did not arrive, but the healer did, to teach me how to heal myself, to get me out of a victim state of consciousness, to snap out of it, as Cher said in Moonstruck, as she struck Nicolas Cage's character. You are not a victim. You are the co-creator of your life. And I know for some of you that sucks big time to hear that. I've been there. It's like, you mean I created all these illnesses? Wait a second, I'm just a kid. What did I do? There's a bigger world at play than just this one lifetime. And the illnesses and the ailments I suffered with for many years as a youngster to a mediumster, am I an oldster already? I guess in my taste in music, some of you might think so. Got to the point where I acknowledged that, whoa, wait a second. My whole life I had been eating food that was tarnished, shall I say, contaminated, toxic, loaded with pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and heavy metals. I was injected. I was given mercury fillings. I was fed fast food, breakfast cereals with colors that don't exist anywhere in the known universe. And I'm wondering, why am I sick? Oh, it's just I'm a victim. I didn't do anything. I've been cursed, right? That's the idea. Medicine profits off of that belief system, convincing you that you are merely a victim and there's nothing you can do to recover unless you come to us, the priestcraft and the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And here we are with our razzle-dazzle drugs, high-tech science, to poison you back to health. And it ain't working. And more of you are waking up than ever before. And the pound or hashtag CDC whistleblower story is making it all the more difficult for the deadly dunderheads of doctoring to keep you on the pharmaceutical drug reservation. The plantation. Yes, it's a slavery construct. It's a victim mentality. And we don't play that game here. I have compassion because I've had most of the ailments other than menstrual difficulties that you have had or are suffering from in your life, in my lifetime. And gives me some level of, I feel your pain, but not like Bill Clinton said. And wanting to give you, not that I can, but maybe help you to recognize that that power to heal is within you. Tap into the things that will strengthen your body, will move the things that are blockading your body to heal. We got lots to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll see if we can bring Super Don back into the mix. Dan, Big Dan, the party fan. Hey, it's ADHD drugs. I think I'm on them right now. Stick around.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Super Don is up in the chopper, checking out the traffic, the holiday traffic, Labor Day. How is the traffic, Super Don?
There's a 10-car pileup on I-5 heading north to Portland.
Wait, no, that was Super Dan.
Oh, that's right, or Super Dave.
Super Dave, dude. This is totally a holiday show, is it not? I have no earthly idea what I'm doing here, but I'm happy.
It is, and if I asked you, what did you say last segment, what would you say?
Ask Randy, our board op.
Ask Randy, okay. Yeah, you were just on autopilot.
I don't know. I
seem poetic as always.
Well, you know, I went places. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking holiday. People don't want to hear intensity. But here we got the story about another pharmaceutical company lying and killing. And I just had it. Enough already. Come on. But there are going to be still people defending that, defending the vaccines, defending the CDC. And honestly, I'm a patient guy. But I don't have a lot of patience for that. But, I'll be honest, I can have a dialogue with folks that are civil about it. But civil doesn't make for good radio all the time. So sometimes I'll let my emotions out.
No, especially if you're on the Howard Stern show. But, Howard Stern, yes.
Not Howard Stern, actually, Coast to Coast AM, right? You know that overnight show we joke about occasionally?
George Norrie holding down the fort on that now.
TMB has invited me and DRB, Dr. Batar, to go on with him sometime in October, the overnight show, to talk about cancer cures.
So you actually will finally be on Coast to Coast.
I'm not holding my breath, but according to TMB, it's going to happen.
Nice. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think I better drink extra yerba mate.
I guess you better.
I know. I need some
That's
right
quite
now.
Quite an honor. Quite an honor, actually. Yeah.
That'll be cool. Yeah.
Now we'll just have to get George Norrie on our show and then...
Yeah, but what would I ask Nori? Seriously.
I don't know.
Nori, hey, can you bring back Art Bell?
Oh, yeah, that would go over really well.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, what happened to our friend J.B. Wells? Now, that, see, I wouldn't be invited.
Look, there's no shortage of, quote, controversy on that show, so
sure.
Why not throw a little in there that might
right.
make for a good hour? I don't
know. Hey, you know what? We all need Ritalin. We absolutely, and it just got cleared. According to Medical News Today, the Ritalins of the world don't stunt children's growth.
I love headlines like this.
Yeah. ADHD drugs.
Oh, well, then ADHD drugs are okay then, I guess.
Right. Yeah, we'll take those with our Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah.
Not. Speaking of Flintstone vitamins, I had a question just popped up into the Robert Scott Bell Show website. By the way, streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, and naturalnewsradio.com as well.
Yep.
Let me see here. I've written in before. We've got some CDC stuff. We got some oil stuff. We got some Dr. Batar questions. There's one that just came through. I'm going to have to go to my website. But we do have a story on this ADHD, Super Don. And, for years they've been saying you monkey with the brains of kids, something can happen. Not so good. And they've never really studied long term. But what are they saying about growth? The growth of the brain, the growth of their pinky finger, the growth of their schnoz. What are they talking about?
This actually is talking about their growth physically, on the outside. And, I've heard this before. For years, people would say that kids that were on Ritalin or kids that were on, those types of stimulant drugs for ADHD, that it would stunt their growth, as in, like, vertically.
No.
And apparently they've done some studies, and this new study suggests that this type of medication does not affect a children's final height in adulthood. Now, okay, fine. Let's say that's true. Okay, fine. You guys get 1 point. We'll put one hashtag on the wall for the you guys.
Okay.
Now, what about all the damn things that medication does to a kid outside of how tall they grow by adulthood?
Right. Little Johnny is 6'2" and he can't read.
Three eyeballs.
Yeah, exactly. Something's messed up with that.
Oh, but he won't be too tall, or he'll grow to the height that he's supposed to. So what? I mean, even if that's the case, it really doesn't matter. Look at the damage that it's doing to the child in so many other more significant ways than how tall they grow.
Yeah, I remind you, methylphenidate, PMP, is a chemical cousin to PCP, which is known as angel dust. And they're frying the brains of these young kids, hyperstimulating the neurons to shut it down. And they don't let kids be kids. Now, granted, there's no blood test for ADHD. There's no saliva test. There's no hair test, etc. Yet it's a disease that the doctors can drug.
Yeah.
Which tells you about all you need to know. Run from
but
these
look,
doctors.
Listen, the CDC claims they've had really good success with this.
Yeah.
They claim in their numbers.
The CDC.
70-80% of children respond positively to this medication. So what's wrong with it?
Hashtag CDC whistleblower. That's what's wrong with it. Check it out. We got lots more healing to go. We got more CBD cannabis updates coming up. We got ProjectCBD.org. Guy we never had on, Martin Lee, scheduled to join us next on Labor Day or Labor Day. I hope you're enjoying it. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. It's also Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Batar a little later. Stick around. Lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up.
Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Time for a cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back one time. Hey, you know, there's a big conference coming up in Denver, I believe, again. Marijuana for medical professionals. We were talking about it last week, I think, and Super Don's been scouring for the best speakers that are going to be there. We want to hear from them and their passion and what we could all learn around planet Earth about this plant for nutrition, for healing, for many uses. The 25,001 uses. Super Don, I was in the grocery store the other day. I don't normally go to those places, but I was wearing my cannabis shirt. It had the five leaves, and it had in each leaf it had, you know, different things that it's good for. And right. One of the gals in there says, "Hey, I like your shirt." I said, "Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. There's 25,001 uses. Most people only seem to know one, though." And she laughed. She's like, she didn't know what I was talking about. But here we are back on the air talking about it. And we have a new guest on, Martin Lee from Project CBD, projectcbd.org. He's one of the speakers. We're going to hear from him now. Martin, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pleasure to be with you. Thanks.
Great. Great to have you on board. Looks like you're doing a wonderful work with this projectcbd.org website. We have it linked in the show notes, of course. And we get lots of questions, and we have more than we can even answer. But I think I can send some your way, Martin. You're going to be presenting at this medical professional conference as well.
Yes, I'll be speaking about CBD, cannabidiol. It's a compound in cannabis that's generated a lot of tension of late because it's not psychoactive, doesn't get you high, but has tremendous medical potential, apparently very promising as a treatment for many different conditions. So there's a lot of interest in CBD right now. I'll be speaking about CBD at the conference, but there'll be many other subjects covered. Many other eminent professionals. And what I like about this conference is really directed at medical professionals, at doctors and nurses. In a way, when you think about medical marijuana, it's the doctors in some ways have been a weak link in the chain because doctors aren't taught about marijuana when they go to medical school, or would-be doctors, I should say, medical students. And that's still largely the same today. So there's a lack of knowledge that hopefully will be addressed at this conference a couple of weeks from now in Denver.
Yeah, we've learned that the cannabinoid and endocannabinoid system is not discussed or taught in most medical schools. I think somebody had mentioned Temple University in Philadelphia as being one, but I imagine that's going to shift pretty soon the way things are moving in this direction.
You know, one would hope so, but the endocannabinoid system, as you mentioned, you know, it's been known for a while now. It was actually discovered late 1980s, early 1990s, because it was associated with marijuana. It bore that stigma, and it became a subject that doctors stayed away from generally, and it didn't make it into the medical school curriculum, even though the endocannabinoid system is very, very important in terms of understanding or advancing our understanding of human physiology and biology. So hopefully things will change now. But we still are, you know, we have that reefer madness hangover in our culture. It hasn't entirely lifted yet, but we are in the midst of a big change, a big shift, certainly when it comes to the cannabis plant.
Yeah, we're talking with Martin Lee. He's from Project CBD, projectcbd.org. He'll be speaking at the Marijuana for Medical Professionals coming up in Denver. Super Don, you'll get those dates, and we'll let that out as well. The CBD issue, we've covered it a lot here on the air. I'm not someone who indulges in utilizing the plant. It's just not my way in terms of, well, for the psychoactive aspect of it. But we've had personal experience in my family with CBD that makes me a very strong proponent of it. But we found out there was a controversy about this, that, wait a second, if you're just going for CBD, you're cutting out part of the plant that's also important, and you're selling all the rest of us short that also like THC for other reasons, and I believe there are also legitimate medicinal values in THC as well. So you're going to be encountering, I guess, I don't know if in this medical professional one as much, but some controversy about the movement toward whole plant. And it says right on your website, though, defending whole plant cannabis therapeutics.
Well, I think the science clearly shows that the different compounds in cannabis, and there's hundreds of different ones, the two main ones are the THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, the high causer, and CBD, cannabidiol, the non-high causer. And in those compounds interact synergistically, so they potentiate each other. They make each other stronger from a therapeutic point of view. And there's clearly tests that show, for example, when you're dealing with cancers and the tumor-shrinking ability of THC and CBD, when it's analyzed in a lab, like it's been done in the California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco. They did work with glioblastoma, brain cancer, and breast cancer, and CBD and THC. And they found, interestingly, that both THC and CBD had anti-tumoral properties, very potent anti-tumoral properties, so that potentially it could be useful for cancer. But when combined together, the CBD and the THC had a more potent anti-cancer effect, anti-tumoral effect. And that underscores in just one way, or just a bit of the evidence that shows it's really the synergy, the entourage effect, as the scientists call it, whereby the different components of the plant, while they all have medicinal properties, they really don't equal the full therapeutic impact of the whole plant. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts in this instance.
Well, exactly. We understand whole plant premise, recognizing, though, that there are even people getting benefit from a CBD-rich type of oil that has little to no THC, so we're not going to throw any of this out. I think all of it needs to be explored and embraced, especially if it's helping without harming, and that seems to be meeting a very big part of what I am all about, that first do no harm principle that has been lost on much of the medical profession.
Yeah, I agree very much with what you said, and it's a very versatile plant, and it can do many things. It comes in various different forms. Just cannabis alone now, we can even put the whole question of industrial hemp aside, but cannabis comes in many different strains. There's many different ratios of CBD to THC in various different plant specimens, and all of these present medical opportunities and medical options for people so that if one isn't comfortable with the psychoactivity of marijuana, if one doesn't like getting high, one can still benefit medicinally from the plant by reaching for those remedies and strains that are either CBD dominant with very little THC, or maybe they have a more balanced ratio between them, but still can be quite useful for people.
Sure. Well, we have a question coming in from Deborah on the website at robertscottbell.com. You can go there for alerts and things. Robert, how is hemp oil different than cannabis oil, she asked, and where can we purchase cannabis oil? Regards, Deborah. Deborah, I'm going to have Martin take that question today.
Well, partly, Deborah, would be answering the second part of it. Where can you get cannabis oil? It would depend on what state you live in, whether your state has a medical marijuana law, and even then, whether your state has situations that's conducive for the production and the distribution of these rare and very potent and useful oils. So that's the case in California, where I live. It's the case in Colorado and Washington. Other states that have passed medical marijuana laws on the East Coast, for example, are picking up on this more slowly. But now we also have a situation where almost a dozen states have passed what they call the CBD-only laws, which have legalized CBD if it's derived from hemp. You know, CBD is a molecule. It's the same molecule whether it's derived from hemp or cannabis. But if you're going to extract CBD from industrial hemp, and if you're going to do it legally, and it's really a gray area here we're talking about, but the law stipulates you can only extract from the stem and the seed of the plant, and there's very little CBD in those parts of the plant, but it's not impossible to extract CBD from the stem. It's just that you have to use so much plant material to get so little oil. It presents several problems, and one is the fact that hemp is what's called a bioaccumulator. It's a phytoremedial plant. It sucks up contaminants from the soil. It's one of the yet another one of the amazing virtues of hemp, that it can have that kind of impact on the soil. But in so doing, if you're using a lot of raw material to make a little bit of oil, you're going to be sucking up all these contaminants as well, and you run the risk of concentrating not just the CBD, the good part, but what might be the contaminants that might also be in there. A much better source of CBD in the natural world are the cannabis strains that we refer to as CBD-rich or CBD-dominant, cannabis strains that have at least equal or more CBD than THC. And because the cannabis plant has a more robust, what they call a cannabinoid profile, just more cannabinoids in cannabis compared to industrial hemp, it underscores the fact that it really is a better source. If you contact Project CBD, let us know what state you're in. We might be able to help direct you to what you're looking for. We have a CBD locator map on the Project CBD website as well to address those very questions. And believe me, there's a lot of people interested in
oh, very much so.
Material.
And listen, we, you know, at this point, I don't want people to wait that are not in the right state. So we have accessed from the hemp plant and have done very well with it, you know, the companies that are responsible in cleaning it up and doing it right. But I get your point of that as well, because what's the guy, Emoto, in Japan, has urged the Japanese government to begin planting hemp all around the area of, you know, the nuclear disaster, you know, up there in. So I think it is a remarkable plant, and it's a remediator of so much. And so if you're going to get it, make sure you get it from clean sources at this point. If you're not in a state that allows for the CBD-rich varieties of cannabis, and unfortunately not every state is there yet. So we're working on that all together, I think, in this regard. So I appreciate her question on that. We have a comment from Nancy Goodfellow. She's written before relating to the Simpson oil, right? And she's had a lot of success using it. And she's in Michigan where she can get that legally. And she read about it in Dr. Circus's ebook on medical marijuana, and it opened her mind to this plant. Because, as you said, I like the way you pointed out, it's like this reefer madness hangover. It's not rooted in science, it's rooted in propaganda. And her immune counts climbed in a very positive way by utilizing the cannabis. And she's just extremely grateful for the recovery that she's had. And she's doing well. She's discovered the power to heal is hers, and she's grateful for what we do here. And I'm equally grateful for what I'm hearing from you, Martin.
Well, it's a wonderful story. It warms my heart to hear of those kinds of successes. And you know, what's great about it, and we should keep in mind, it's not a singular story. We're hearing many accounts like this of people undergoing remarkable therapeutic transformations when they access this oil.
All right, everybody, check it out, projectcbd.org. Martin Lee, he'll be there in Denver. We'll get you that information on the other side of this break. But appreciate all of your good work, Martin, and stay in touch. We'd like to talk with you again.
Thank you very much.
All right, back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, yes, you're not going batty, bonkers. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, it is a holiday. Yes, we're here broadcasting. Really, there's so much to do. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week apparently isn't enough. We can't do it 5 days a week. I can't take a day off. Actually, I'm going to take a day off, technically, because I'm traveling. And our good friend, Joni Abbott, is going to host the show on Thursday.
Yep, yep, yep.
Super Don, you're going to take care of her. She's going to take care of you.
I will always take care of Joni.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. We're heading to a major event with Jonathan Emord, and looking forward to that. We'll talk about that. Maybe I can call in that evening just from the event.
You know, that would be awesome. Okay, we definitely want to hear. This is a big deal. This is a big event. Just like the event that's taking place in Colorado that Martin Lee is going to be speaking at.
Right.
Marijuana for Medical Professionals, if you can make it out to Denver, September 9th through 11th over at the Sherman Street Event Center.
Right. Okay. Yep. Excellent. Well, listen, quit your crying. Yeah, you know I'm talking to you. Yeah, who am I talking to? Babies! Why do babies cry? Why are they afraid? Where do they get? Were you a fraidy cat kid? Do you know? Did your parents ever tell you you were a scared kid?
Or, I went through my period of time being afraid of afraid of the dark, or the monster in the closet. I think every kid goes through that.
Yeah, the what's under the bed kind of thing. But this is this is kind of different. This is answering the question: is where do babies learn what to be afraid of? Right before they can talk and stuff,
right.
And evidently, their olfactory senses are heightened in babyhood because their mothers are supposedly emitting odors that are teaching their babies what to be fearful of. Like if the mom's afraid, they smell different,
right?
And I it's kind of the difference. Like if an animal knows you're afraid, you're prey. And Superdon, remember we talked with Dr. Batar about this as humans. When a doctor sees that you are afraid, they will pounce, like the pediatricians, to vaccinate. Because you're not certain of your position, saying, do not inject those toxic pollutants into my little baby boy or girl. So this is an interesting thing because the animal kingdom, and listen, let's be honest, we may be all great and smart and stuff, and in some ways we are, in a lot of ways we're not, because we've abandoned nature. But we are, on one level, animals. We have this body that is part of that larger so-called kingdom of creation, and it operates in similar ways. And so at that age, it's not surprising to me that if mom's afraid, how does she get the signal, let's say, if we're not reading facial stuff yet as well? Could it be that mom smells differently, and that's how we know what to be afraid of?
I don't know. There was a body odor joke in there somewhere, but I just it was there and then it was gone. So
okay,
just
all right.
Laugh anyway.
We won't. Yeah, that's laugh it up, fuzzball. By the way, if you stink like the whatever, spray some sovereign silver under your arm.
If you smell my feet, you would be scared too. Anyway.
Yeah. So just that trick or treat time. We're not in October. Smell my feet and then give me something really rotten to eat because that's what people go out and do. So anyway, check it out. The story's up there at robertscatbell.com. Linking through. This one's at Natural News. It's just an intriguing article. From time to time, we've got to cover things like endangered species. I think the Endangered Species Act, I didn't know how far it went. Super Don, what is this story? It looks like it's covering something I had no idea that it went this far.
A new endangered species. You hear about endangered species all the time, and this is not one that I was expecting. Apparently, it seems like what is becoming the next endangered species?
Yeah. What is it?
Nuns.
What? Yo, not the nuns.
Nuns.
It's like, is Sally Field, can we get her on the line? She played the flying nun. Endangered species and nuns. I've just never put the two things together. Now, maybe if you're part of the Catholic faith, you'll know more about what this story is talking about. But the headline says, the Great Nunquisition. Why the Vatican is cracking down on sisters. Where's Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act? I mean, what happened? I thought the movie recruited more nuns. It says, today's generation of nuns are progressive women. Two things the church isn't used to. Do you know what they mean by that? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
No.
I'm not Catholic.
This could be nonsense. We're at a disadvantage here. Neither of us are Catholic, and neither of us are nuns. So we don't know. If you know something about why nuns are under attack or they are endangered, are they just like straying from their belief system? Are they getting married? Are they doing things that they are not supposed to? I just don't know.
Well, one of the statistics they threw out there was that since 1965, the percentage of nuns in the world has gone down like 72%. I mean, where are they going?
Is they're more progressive, maybe they still want to be of service, but they don't want to, shut down certain aspects of their lives, I guess. That's an interesting thing.
Mr. Mary Ellison, we love you.
It's a Liam Sheff story, I guess. We'll go to that later. Hey, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Or is it Advanced Medicine Monday? We've got Dr. Asha Batar standing by. More of hashtag CDC Whistleblower. And call us. Questions, 866-939-BELL, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.